Good evening, Patriots. You know, we are in this interesting time of trying to remake a world while too many people are trying to hang on to the old. God tells us that he will take care of all things. And I look around this world and I ask myself a question because I know that there's a lot of promises and a lot of false hope that's been put around. And I'm beginning to believe that a lot of the reason that we are going through so much difficulty is because so many have misplaced worship in their, rather than worship to God. One of those worships was Trump. One of the greatest blessings President Trump ever gave us was stepping off the stage. And the second greatest blessing is he continued to promote the injection enough to irritate a lot of people so that people started to step back a bit. Trump is not a god, nor do I believe Trump was anointed. I think God put him here for an appropriate time, and he did amazing things to reveal the cabal. But with Trump in place, people lost their mind and put all their hopes and wishes and dreams on him rather than taking responsibility for themselves. People defend Trump incessantly if you say anything against him. I have a deep respect for our president, but I do not worship him. And the worship of Trump has been insidious. And that's just one of many ways, many things. Trump is a man. Q is another one. I mean, I've literally written things. It's like Q is related to God. Q is related to Christ. Q brought me, you know, all these things about this. Q is an information op. It's what it was. With an amazing amount of insight, with a lot of things that were very difficult to verify, with a lot of very complex code that people still are trying to figure out. What Q did was to help people realize that the world was much more complicated than it was, but the burden was always on us, not Q saving the day. Same with President Trump. If you take time to read the Proclamation of Law Day that was signed on April 29th, 2020, it is very clear what he told us, and very few people took the time to read it, and it's probably one of the most important documents of his entire presidency. And in there he states in the fourth paragraph very clearly that the responsibility to protect the Constitution is on us, not on him. That document, by the way, signifies the end of the Republic. Shortly after FEMA was activated. So I say these things because it's not about respecting a person. It's not about my disrespect for a person. It's people's over-worship of people, not taking responsibility in their lives, and not putting their trust in God. Praying to God is different than trusting in God. Praying to God is an action, and with it we usually get some version too often of a credit card. God help me pay these bills, God help me do this, God how am I going to do this, blah, blah, blah. Oh God, my life is miserable, help me find a way out. Trusting in God is literally listening and doing as God guides you. And it is a completely different process. Oh, I've done that process of praying to God and asking for things and being and always running into walls until my life changed in 2017 and I was broken, literally brought to my knees. And when I say I lost everything, I mean everything. I was down to a few dollars, and that was it. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Like a couple pair of pants, a couple shirts, a pair of shoes. That's about it. And my computer. That's about all I had left. When you get to those places, you begin to appreciate what it is to have a relationship in a deep way, to trust in God. And the glory of those moments is, those moments that seem like they're the worst, are the ones that build you the strongest. Because when you look back on them, you realize that there's no possible way. That you could be where you are later had you not gone through that. And if you really connected to that, you understood what God was showing you. Trust in me. And I did. I trusted in God. And I followed God. And I continue to follow God. And I'm amazed. Because now here we are having Bard's Fest, which is like this unbelievably huge event. Unbelievable amount of expense. And God's trusted in this team that's developed around this, myself and the many people that have formed around this, to steward this event. Not for profit, not for self-gain, but for Him. And where this leads is this new challenge that we have. And in order to build a new economy, people are going to have to take a risk, a big one, and that is to trust in God fully and to leave their conveniences, their desire to do the same old thing and expect a different result behind. It means even the way you live and what you expect in your salary, what you expect in the things that you need, has to change based on what God guides you to do. I witness this all the time. People complaining about the economy, talking about how much struggle they're having, talking about how difficult the world is, talking about how miserable they are, how this new economy is destroying them, how blah, I can just go on the list. Man, it's just like violins, violins, violins. And they'll tell you they pray to God, and I'm going to tell you they probably do pray to God, but I will tell you that I have a deep suspicion that they don't truly trust in God. Because in trusting in God and walking that path, as you walk the path of in the body of Christ, it doesn't say the new house on the hill. It doesn't say the new Ferrari in the driveway. It also doesn't say it won't happen. What it says is trust in God. As in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And that's what we are all going to have to confront here as we move forward, if we want to succeed here. God also didn't say that the world is egalitarian, meaning that everyone gets the same basic income. That's called a UBI, Universal Basic Income, which was developed by the left, the elites, so that they could sound that they like they were giving, when in fact all they're doing is enslaving the masses. Remember that what goes along with a UBI is something called this. You will rent everything, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. The challenge right now in this nation is going to be to move forward in a way, for everybody to move forward in a way, that we let go of the past, that we forge a way at a new way forward, innovating, not expecting, letting go of everything. That means everything from looking forward to buying the new house on a mortgage, financing a car, to using a credit card. You can't do it anymore. Because every bit of that is the trap of the cabal. It means making hard choices of whether you're going to buy some junk from China or whether you're going to support a local merchant, even though it might cost you a bit more. It means taking responsibility in your life for putting food on your table, not to buy it, but to grow it, or to hunt it, or to fish it. This is one of these places that demands a transformation in the way we are and a greater level of accountability of how we walk. Our life is built around convenience. The convenience is that someone else grows our food, someone else educates our children, We go to a church on Sunday to be saved, so to speak, to make ourselves feel better. Everything is being outsourced. And there's a pattern and a repetition. The most important thing in our lives becomes our jobs, which are typically, not always, but typically unrelated to God. Those people who are pursuing those careers that are based on their gifts and talents, that's a different topic. Completely different topic. But notice what's happening. Those that are pursuing those careers, those jobs, what I call right works, as they pursue them, they are becoming closer in their relationship to their gifts and talents and hence closer to God. Those that are trying to cling on to their corporate jobs, trying to maintain all their bills, are getting frustrated. Just ask around. They're being faced with things like having to take an injection or lose their job or being sequestered from employees. That's the world that we were in. The world we have to go in is we have to be participant in making it ourselves. There's always people who disagree. They'll be like, no, I don't think you're right. I don't think that's many people. If that's the case, and if I'm wrong, then why does the corporate America have so much control over people's lives? Because if I'm wrong, and if all I just made this up out of my head, just from my tiny little perspective of the world, then why is corporate America successfully dictating policy that affects our constitutional rights and our inalienable rights? Why is this country not just ignoring them and moving forward and prospering with new businesses and small businesses and family-owned businesses, when in fact the absolute opposite is happening? Small businesses are dying. People are having to give up their dreams. And it all comes down to the place that we've given them that power over us. It's quite an amazing moment in our life because they have assumed the place of God. And in fact, the way that we put our priorities in our life, I would argue that's probably not too far from the truth. I do have some amazing testimonies of people that have written and said, you know, thank me for the show, thank me for the great mods, and then have said things like, I'm taking a leap, I'm trusting in God. I pray for them and hope they do nothing, have nothing but success. Because that's bold and it's beautiful. But if we're going to truly remake this world, if this is truly what we want, and I know that there's enough people that want to, that I'm not worried about it, because I know that group of people is going to lead this new world. That group of people is going to innovate this new world. It's going to be very much like Atlas Shrugged. And I look forward to being part of that group because it's going to be that way. Because everybody's going to have to be accountable to what they do to have what they need. It isn't just a free ride. That's the biggest transformation that has to happen. We have to be able to build what we need. You have to do it yourself, and you have to understand how to do every part of that process, no matter what you're doing for yourself. Our gardens aren't about just having like little, when I talk about Patriot Gardens, I'm not talking about having like a little tiny square in the backyard where you grow a couple of tomatoes. I'm talking about tearing out the lawn. I'm talking about tearing out the landscaping, which some people would be like, no, I can't. I bought this house. Look at the value. There's your problem. Because you're trying to look at the house not as a domicile that God gave you to live in and to steward, but you've looked at the house as an investment to get more money out of down the road. This is the sort of paradigm shifts I'm talking about. You realize that if every single person in America ripped up their lawns and made an edible garden, that the food problem would be at zero in this country and probably most of the world with the amount of food that we could produce ourselves. That's the type of change that has to happen. This isn't new. It's been talked about for years. But it's not until now, when we're at the cusp of losing everything, that we finally can face it and be honest. our homes, on one level, are a sanctuary where we can build our worship with God and have a safe place to live in. But the home isn't defined by square footage. For me, the home is defined by what you do with it. Can you make it an extension of your gifts and talents? Can you make it a place that stewards your life in such a way that you're able to build out what you need to produce for your family? Can you raise enough food in your garden to cover most of your food needs? I set a goal for the back yard of the house. I wanted in the last 3 months to see us at a place where we could produce 60 to 70% of our food by next spring. And it's hard work, in addition to everything else. It's taken the building of 6 new beds, the installation of over 1,000 gallons of water reserves to reclaim rainwater. It takes new plumbing down to the garden beds. It took the reclamation of a back slope area that was just total junk area, turning that into bed space, and all of it's prospering. And that's what, and I'm saying this, and it's not to sit here in the pulpit and go, look what I'm doing. It's the point that I'm not going to advocate for something unless I'm doing it. And this is one of the fundamental things in our life, that if we don't take accountability for what we consume, then we're just trying to recreate the old thing once again. We have to become creators and makers once again. We have to get back into doing things with our hands in addition to the other things. And we have more tools than we can possibly imagine to free ourselves from the cabal. This network of control that they've put upon us, we've willfully accepted. And in so doing, we've enslaved ourselves and we've stepped away from the critical word above all things that is fundamental to everything about our relationship with God, which is trust. We don't truly trust in Him to guide us. We don't truly trust in Him to show us. We don't truly trust in Him as a broad spectrum. I'm painting a very broad brush, but I should say it. There's way too many people that don't. We need more people to trust in God, to follow those gifts and talents, and then to go further, to take the stewardship which you're given, no matter where you are, and maximize it for the things that we need. I have people ask me, it's like, what should I do for a business? There's always the first one that always comes off the top of my head is, do you know how to sew? Well, no, then learn. Because here's one of the most amazing things. Do you know that to buy a pair of men's pants in the United States, there's about 4 or 5 companies that make men's pants in the United States because most everything else has been shipped overseas? One of them is Bill's Khakis. They're on the East Coast in Connecticut. And you pay a healthy price for it. There's one major shoe manufacturer in the United States that makes a full line of shoes, and that's Danner. They're in Portland, Oregon. There's one legitimate running shoe company that actually makes a running shoe that doesn't look like a slipper, and that's Carson Shoes. He's in Portland, Oregon. Just outside of Portland, Oregon. A great guy. Strong in faith. Just about lost his business in COVID. Is fighting back right now. I talked to him recently. He's a wonderful guy. Small business. Was producing 100 pairs of shoes a month. Is down now to barely getting out the door about 10 or 20. But he's building back up because he can't get people to work for him because they all like their unemployment check. Seriously. The problem is that when we start to accept that, we start to take the narrative that it's all by their design, we've let them win. And we have not let God have a chance. Trusting in God is a phenomenal thing because God will show you. God will lead you everywhere you need to go. And it will be the most innocuous thing in the world. And suddenly, if you just trust in God and follow that, you're going to find freedom. You're going to find liberty through him. And you're going to free away from things. And it's not going to be easy. Trust me. Oh, there's going to be some lean times, as it should be. But it's a different type of economy when we trust in God. It isn't just I've got a product I'm going to sell. You start to find this amazing level of support that comes from people. People that care, people that want to help, people that will provide you with things. And suddenly what we are building is an economy that is not only a merit economy, but it's a gifting economy. It's both. What you put into something is going to give you back. And as you put more into that, and then you push that into the world, and you're using that also as gifting, part of your gifts and talents, your gifting as well, you'll find it comes back to you in spades. But it all centers on trusting in God. And it's a very difficult thing because we get so attached to the debt that we have. We can't conceive of an idea of living in a time or a place when we might have to lose everything, and in so doing, have nothing. When in fact we have more than we ever thought we had, because the gift that God gives, the blessing that he brings to us, is when we truly let go of all ownership of things and let him bring to us what we need, and then we find we have more than we possibly can use. Where we're headed is a very, very difficult place because the traps that are set right now are to draw us back in. And even though we say we don't want to go back there, everything we're looking at is the same. It's just got a different face. I'm going to start my business and I'm going to do this, this, this. And this is one of the great ones. I'm going to start my business. I'm going to start a nonprofit. I'm like, why are you going to start a nonprofit? Well, because then people will give to me. Okay, we're cycling right back into the trap again. I'm going to start a business and I have to build a marketing budget and I have to do this, I have to do that. And it's like, think different, innovate. Try trusting in God, let him guide you, see what happens. See what the business looks like when you put God first in it. How many business plans do you know that people build that put prayer at the top line? I know of one. I know of two. One was mine. And I got the idea from somebody else. So the whole point of this tonight is to just reflect on that word of trust. And in a time when we're sitting here on the 4th of July, which is really the acknowledgement of the Declaration of Independence, and we're on that time and we're reflecting on where this country is. What I always think back is how much innovation and how much trust our colonists had to have to break from the dependency that they had on Mother England, Great Britain. Because everything was provided through them, through that country, through the king. British troops occupied the space. The court systems were run by the British. Much of the necessities, or what we would call the dependent necessities of life, were coming from England. That's where they got their tea. They got many of the special items that they wanted that came from England or came from English ships. And yet they made a decision. And that decision was to break free. And in breaking free, the most amazing thing happened. They had to trust in God, which they all did. And in trusting in God, they found something amazing. They found freedom, and it came at a high price. But they found that they could innovate. They found that they could make their things on their own. Just read the histories like this. They're amazing. When they gave up tea, they had to find alternatives. Well, tea didn't grow in the colonies. Tea was imported. Most of it came from India. It was a British product. They had all grown up on tea. It's like saying today I'm not going to have coffee. And yet they innovated. They came up with local herb teas. They started to look at different things. That's just one of many things. Look at the inventions that came out of that period. Look at all the innovations that were being done so that they could create independence. They could create sovereignty within this nation, not dependent on foreign powers, not dependent on others. And it was this individual by individual doing it over and over and over. At the core of everything, to do that, to lead that way, you have to have trust in God. And true trust in God leads you places. And takes you out of where you were, puts you in challenging places, and where you arrive is something greater than you ever imagined, as long as you are trusting in Him. It's not what you thought it would be. It's just a whole lot more and a whole lot greater than you ever imagined. And there's no limit to the gifts that God will share. And it's far beyond a paycheck. That's the most amazing thing of all to me, is when you work in the corporate world, how everything gets translated to a job position and a paycheck. Your status over others dictates what your ability to earn is. And as you ascend the ladder to control and dominate over more people, in general terms, your salary goes up proportionally. It has nothing to do with God's gifts and talents. That has everything to do with debt. I would encourage you all to spend some time digging deep into the word trust. It's a powerful word, and it's a word at the center of what we're going to have if we're going to have to pursue, if we're going to really break free in this nation, if we're really going to rebuild an economy. Trust in God has to be greater than ever. And with trust, you have to listen. With trust, you have to quiet your thoughts. You have to let God speak in bold ways, and you have to trust in where He takes you, even though it is the most bizarre places sometimes you can imagine. And in that place is when you truly get set free. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this time when so much is changing, we pray for the ability of patriots to find their way to truly trust in You, for all of us to trust in You, Lord, to let the pathways open, to let You guide us. Let us stumble when we need to learn, but to show us the way, to set us free from the yokes of corporate control, to open the world into the place where we are free to pursue the gifts and talents we're given. And we embrace those gifts and talents for what they are, to take us to new heights and new levels, not just to fill a job to pay bills, but instead to live a life of intention, to intentionally do the things we do because You've guided us. And in so doing, transform this world from one of enslavement and debt to one of prosperity and innovation and unlimited potential. At the center of all that, Lord, is the gifts and talents that we pursue through the trust in You. Let us hear clearly. Let us see clearly. And let us walk with strength and trust always in You. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, I wish you all a very blessed evening. It's a challenging time, and there's a lot we have to reflect upon as we step into this fight that we have. We're not going to be able to do things the same old way. It's going to take an enormous amount of sacrifice, an enormous amount of change. But in order to get there, the only way to there is to trust truly in God. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers connects us with God. Trust allows God to work through us. He is always with us. He'll never forsake us. And through God and with God, we will reclaim this world. He will always win. Have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fit together flawlessly. Sets down over the hill where the lost got found, reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.